I had a child, and I just decided I had toured since I was 18 years old. You know, if I put all the time together, I calculated that I'd probably spent 12 or 13 solid years sleeping in a different bed every night. And I just wanted to settle down and make myself a member of a community.
After her 10,000 Maniacs days and 10 years of successful solo records, Natalie Merchant has every right to take a break. But staying close to home doesn't mean staying still. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. The last album we heard from Natalie Merchant was 2003's The House Carpenter's Daughter. And with the folkier songs came the DIY freedom of her own indie label, Myth America Records. The label's been put on the back burner since then, but Natalie stayed put in the grassroots world, not only living in the country, but helping support various community organizations. New music is on the way, though, and fans got a taste when Natalie played 6 sold-out shows in New York City last month. Our Julianne Welby was there, too, and during a backstage chat, she spoke with Natalie about lending her voice to 2 recent projects, Trinity Revisited and Give Us Your Poor.
The main thing that Give Us Your Poor, the organization, does is try to re-educate people about the true statistics of homelessness.
The myths of homelessness.
And destroy some of the myths. And they wanted to do a project that had a lot of different dimensions, a documentary film. They wanted to produce educational materials for schools. They wanted to do a CD component, and in that CD, encourage known artists to work with unknown artists who either were homeless or are currently homeless. And it just sounded like a really interesting project to me.
What was it like working with these people in the studio? It seemed like a very typically intensive process, putting music to record, but with people who are not in the music industry, per se.
It had its challenges because people were nervous. Actually, we just performed the song live for probably the first and only time in Boston.
The song that you contributed to this collection.
There's no good reason.
Yeah.
At soundcheck, everybody was nervous. It was total chaos. Nobody knew what they were supposed to sing, when they were going to sing. I couldn't push anyone into the spotlight. No one wanted to. And then it's just something larger took over, because as soon as they hit the stage during the show, it was like we'd been playing that song for years.
Take what you need, give what you are able. There's something for everyone at the table. Open your heart, love is the solution. Changing your mind is gonna start the revolution.
Revolution.
Start the revolution.
Revolution.
There's another project that you've been involved with recently. It's really interesting, and that's the Trinity Sessions, the anniversary edition of the Cowboy Junkies' wonderful record there. And the Cowboy Junkies said they invited only a few musicians who had a strong connection to this record. What is your connection to Trinity Sessions?
Well, I guess my connection would have been that the Cowboy Junkies used to come see the 10,000 Maniacs when they were just forming. So I met them back then. And one of my closer friends ended up marrying Mike Timmons. So I had that connection to them, too. And then we had the same manager for years. So I've known Michael on and off for many years.
So you went up to record in the actual church where the Trinity Sessions was first recorded. What was that like?
It's a beautiful space. And To Love Is To Bury is one of my all-time favorite songs. It was fun because Ryan Adams was there, too, and Vic Chestnut. But Ryan Adams was saying, you know, it's just such a thrill to play some of my favorite songs with the band that wrote them.
Well, to me, he was a spoken.
From Trinity Revisited, it's Natalie Merchant and Cowboy Junkies with To Love Is to Bury. For Natalie's complete conversation with Julianne Welby, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.